Գումտրեք SPS հայերենը։ Հավելյալ հետաքրքրական հաղորդումներ կգտնեք վերկայքին վրա sps.com.au/armenian.
Our next guest is Natalie Aroyan, Armenian Australian soprano who is a member of Opera Australia's principal ensemble in Australia. Natalie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
When did you become interested in music and opera in particular?
Well, ever since I was very young, I always wanted to be a pop singer. So I've always loved to sing. I've always loved to get up on stage, whether it's a church or with Armenian school or a Barahantias. I've always loved to get up and sing in front of people. And so as I got older, I decided that this is what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a pop singer. So my parents said, go to university first, get your degrees, and if you still want to be a pop singer, we'll be behind you 100%. So I did. I went to uni and I did a business degree and an IT degree. And then I said, I still want to be a pop singer. And at that time, a very famous Armenian mezzo-soprano came from overseas and she was giving a concert. And my parents said, come along to this event. You know, it's an Armenian event. Come support and have a listen. And I wasn't that keen in opera at that time, but I went anyway. And as soon as this woman, her name was Lilian Ofcan, as soon as she opened her mouth and this sound came out of her body without a microphone, I thought, wow, she has to teach me how to do that and I'll be the best pop singer ever. Still wanted to be a pop singer at this point. And so we went and spoke with her, we sat with her, and I sang her some gospel songs from church. And she stopped me and she said, you're not meant to be a pop singer. You were born to be an opera singer. And I thought, what? You know, I'd never thought of that in my life. And then I worked with her for a week, and that's all it took for me to fall in love. And here I am today. She's still my voice teacher, and now I get to travel around the world and enjoy opera on all the stages that I visited.
And what's your role at Opera Australia, and when did you join the company?
So I'm a freelance artist with Opera Australia at the moment, one of the principal artists there. And I joined the company roughly 8 years ago. And I was started as a young artist with the company, and then I became a principal with the company.
And what upcoming performances do you have in 2021?
Fortunately, after 8 months of not performing anything, we are finally open. Opera is back in Sydney, and my next performance will be the opera Ernani at the Sydney Opera House, which we open on February the 2nd. There are 6 shows in February, and I cannot wait to do every single one of them.
And what kind of roles are you playing in those performances?
So I play the lead soprano role. I'm the lead soprano, and I have another 3 men around me in the major roles. And it's basically a love quadrangle, not even a triangle. It's a love quadrangle, and it's set in medieval times with the grandiose sets and the costumes and the masks and headdresses and all things like that. So it's very, very grand and as operas can get.
And have you performed on international stages as well?
Yes, I made my international debut in Italy. I performed there twice at the beginning of the year and in the end of the year a couple of years ago. And that was in Bari and then Busseto in Italy.
What was your favourite thing about those performances?
I think one of my favourite things about performing in Busseto was the birthplace of the composer Verdi. And he was the composer that did Aida. So I performed Aida for the Verdi Festival in Verdi's hometown, right up the road from his house. So that was pretty special.
What is one of your most favourite roles that you've performed before?
I think my most favourite role to date has to be my role in Attila. She was a warrior princess by all means. She didn't need to be saved by the man at the end of the opera. She was the one doing the saving. She was the hero of the story, and it was upon her to save her people and deliver them to freedom. So that was one of my most favourite roles.
What awards have you won for your opera singing?
I've won a few competitions here in Australia, which has been very, very beneficial to my career and to my education. And I've won a lot from the Opera Foundation of Australia and the Australian Singing Competition. I've won from the Italian Opera Foundation, all scholarships, all dedicated to my overseas travel and my overseas study. So I was able to study in New York for a couple of years because of these competitions, and in Italy for a year. And so I was able to have that education overseas for 3 years and then come back. And that's when I joined the company in Australia.
What advice do you have for any youth who would like to work in the creative industries?
I think you just need to have a lot of patience and persistence. You just got to keep trying to chase that dream and don't stop until you get it. There's going to be a lot of sacrifices. There's going to be a lot of hurdles in your journey. It's not always going to be ups. I didn't always win the competition. I lost a lot of things before I started winning. And you just have to keep moving forward. A favorite quote of mine is from Muhammad Ali. It's not about how hard you hit, but it's about how hard you get hit and still keep moving forward. And that's what you have to do. I think it applies to a lot of careers. You just got to get back up and keep moving forward.
Natalie, thank you for the interview. We look forward to seeing you perform this year.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Kuzesil në mëmbat në qëner, unë në Apple Podcasti, Google Podcasti, Spotify i vëra, gam urderen vor podcastet këllëses.